Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes, from setting a post or pouring a walkway to installing concrete block or natural stone. We've got the mix you need in stock today. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea. When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe
Sean?
Out.
Never mind, it was time. Never hit the mind. Horn. Lies, feline. Be right, didn't have no name. This is the place where a Texans trade can happen at any moment when we're on. But this time, it's not the Texans. It is one of their rivals who make a trade. The Chiefs trade Trent McDuffie to the L.A. Rams. The L.A. Rams spent a couple years accumulating picks. They had two first-rounders, and they're sending the worst of those first-rounders to the Chiefs for Trent McDuffie. Trent McDuffie in line for a big deal. He's on the club option year of his deal. I'm sure we're going to hear about an extension from the Rams coming up here soon, but it is almost a replay of what the Rams did now about 4 years, actually 6 years ago now, when they traded for Jalen Ramsey because they thought they were on the verge of something big. Eventually, they went on to win Super Bowl a couple seasons later. So Trent McDuffie goes to the Rams, the Chiefs, get a first rounder and more from the Rams in exchange. So John and I were talking this morning about not forgetting about the Chiefs as long as Patrick Mahomes was there. I said, yeah, Patrick Mahomes, Spagnuolo on that defense. They got good players on that side of the ball. One less good player on that side of the ball. The Chiefs now have more assets in the first round. We'll see what they do with two first-round picks. But a big-time player out of the conference, off a rival. Now we just got to hope the Chiefs make bad picks with their two first-rounders. But it's nice to see Trent McDuffie out of here. The Rams needed the help, though. They gave up 9 100-yard receiving games last year, individually, to a player. Only the Steelers did it more with 11. So we saw against Seattle, they had no answers for really anyone. And their defense and their pass defense is the reason they don't have another title. Because if they get to the Super Bowl, it may have gone differently, but they're beating the Patriots too. They had a great game against the Seahawks in the NFC title game. They needed help. Maybe watching Sam Darnold dice you up makes you get proactive.
Yeah, understandable. They were a team that did lack. I mean, honestly, who they had Emmanuel Forbes as one of their starting corners, and he would just get beasted on by every receiver that weighs more than 180 pounds.
Not a big guy, yeah.
So I think getting McDuffie, I mean, it's like the Ramsey trade, just McDuffie isn't quite the guy that Ramsey was, but they also gave up considerably less. So.
Yeah, Ramsey went for two first-rounders and another pick. In this trade, it's one first, the worst of the Rams picks
they
this
keep
year.
The, whatever, teens, picking the teens they have.
They also give up a fifth and a sixth from this draft and a 2027 third-rounder. So the Rams doing what they can in what likely is a two-year window, you would imagine, for Matt Stafford to be around. Of course, how much more effective can Devontae Adams be the next couple of years as he gets older? We know Puka will be fine. Young players, as long as he stays away from streamers, he should be okay.
Yeah.
And they're going in. They've got young talent on the defensive line in Verse and others. They needed some help in that secondary, and they go get it with Trent McDuffie. So a big trade. Look, Trent McDuffie's a very good cornerback. He isn't a star name. He doesn't, because has anyone ever heard Trent McDuffie talk?
I don't know if we've ever seen an interview with Trent McDuffie. He doesn't go past great football player. He doesn't reach to the level of the sassiness of Jalen Ramsey. He doesn't have a viral clip of himself. He just is a flat-out good football player. And you can be anonymous in Kansas City if you so choose. Tyreek Hill was kind of anonymous as far as his voice. And then he got to Miami and he couldn't stop talking, and maybe to his own detriment at times. But
yeah, and there's just so much air gets taken out of the room with Mahomes and Kelsey.
Yeah, you've got big names, and even Andy Reid can be, that he is as boisterous, but he's a big name in football.
Chris Jones, yeah, Rashee Rice, big name in the wrong ways.
Because of the other reasons.
Yeah,
so.
There's just Xavier Worthy, fastest combine guy. Like, there is just like a lot of, wattage. But yeah, this guy, two-time Super Bowl winner, first team All-Pro in 2023.
He's a very good player, and now the Rams have him. The Chiefs don't, which all in all, good for the rest of the AFC. We'll see what the Chiefs do to help. But either way, I'm glad he's out of here, because the Texans, the Chiefs didn't finish in second. And did the Texans play the AFC West this year? I don't know if they do so they may not see the Chiefs at all this year. For the first time in it feels like a very long time, they won't have to see the Chiefs.
Yeah.
It feels like. So they wouldn't have been able to take advantage of the absence of Trent McDuffie, but it also means, I believe, they don't have to see Patrick Mahomes if he's going to be healthy and coming back from an injury. So that's the big news so far today. We did some NFL conversation earlier as far as guys being available. Let me ask you this before we go to break, since the Trent McDuffie trade and us being late to the segment took up the time. I'll give you this, because it was a topic earlier. Would you rather pay Daniel Jones, coming off an Achilles, that transition tag money, which is $37 million. And if you don't know, the transition tag simply means if a team wants to give Daniel Jones a contract and the Colts don't match, the team doesn't have to give up draft picks. It's different from the franchise tag, but it does give the Colts the chance to match if a team comes in and goes, you know what, Daniel Jones and those 8 or 9 games he played plus his Achilles injury are very attractive to us. We'd love to give him a long-term deal. The Colts have a chance to match, but it feels unlikely that happens. Would you rather have him if you're the Colts? Or now that Kyler Murray is likely to be a free agent and you can pay him a modest sum because the Cardinals are taking care of the bulk of it with the offset language, who would you rather have?
All things included. Kyler Murray. I guess it's kind of close, but it's not that close. You know, it is still a better player. Even if you think that they're about the same, it's just way cheaper, too. And also not coming off an Achilles injury, because, I mean, Daniel Jones has now, 1 year and, 10 games of good football under his belt, of, being a good NFL starting quarterback under his belt. Kyler Murray, at least you have, the upside still, and just there's some things he can do on a football field that
you can say to yourself, we did this for Daniel Jones.
Yeah,
with Jonathan Taylor and the rest of the cast.
Yeah,
we can do this with Kyler Murray. The other thing is, you're giving Daniel Jones $37 million a year for a season.
Yeah,
you're losing Alec Pierce, probably.
Yeah. No, I mean, the $37 million not just feels like it's like a overpay for Daniel Jones. It's also the knock on effects that it has because Kyler Murray will be. I do wonder how little Kyler Murray would take. Where would he be just make me whole, basically, on what I was supposed to make this year? Or is he looking to make a little bit more and something where, he can actually come out of here on top a lot financially? Never mind if he gets his play, back in order. Now he's just a starting quarterback in the NFL again.
So a lot of movement, a lot of moves to be made as we get closer to the tampering period, which I believe starts March 9th. So a little under a week away from that. And then officially free agency starts a couple of days after that. But it's not a great free agent class, but likely all the big deals will be done before they're actually officially able to be signed. That stuff just gets done in that 2-day period. And then it'll be about the second wave. The Texans are doing it through trade as it stands now. We'll see what's available for them as far as free agents are concerned. With the retirement now I'm blanking on his name, the Bears center.
Dalvin.
There's another team that may be in on a center. that the Texans may have been after. So that doesn't help that a team who thought they were set there now has to get back into the market. If the Texans, even if it isn't Linderbaum, maybe it's a lesser center who's better than Jake Andrews, just another team looking to grab one, that just muddies up the market. All right, we'll go to break with that. We'll hear from, who did I say we would hear from, actually? We will hear from Bob Costas when we come back, because Bob Costas did a very nice intro in his return to NBC calling basketball. And then he got caught up in something, and credit to him for acknowledging it. But it's not something the professional that Bob Costas is wanted to be involved in. We'll hear that when we come back.
Houston's independent voice for sports, ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Before we get to the Bob Costas clip, tanking is a concern in the NBA. They're trying to do things to stem the tide of the frustration, not just by the fans, but even other organizations. People don't appreciate the Thunder's comments on this because they have benefited from tanking quite a bit. We mentioned Al Horford earlier. He was one of the prime examples of the Thunder's Thunder tanking by sending him home because he was actually a competent basketball player. Sam Presti may want to stay out of the tanking conversation. People have receipts for you. But it's worked out for them, certainly. Sean, can you guess the number of games combined that the bottom 10 teams of basketball have lost in a row?
Is it like 9?
It's 40. The bottom 10 teams of basketball have a combined 40-game losing streak.
I thought at some point, like, one of them played each other. That's why I was like, They can't have gone more than, like, a week. Because it's a third of the league.
Yeah. Somehow, someway, they haven't been able to play each other.
How is this happening?
Sacramento, who had a very long losing streak, they won a game. Now they've lost two in a row.
You know what? I know the Wizards and Jazz are playing because they'll be Trae Young's debut with the Wizards. This will end.
Yes.
But I just I knew that game is coming up, so I assume that that the Bulls had played one of these teams, or that maybe the Bulls don't even qualify.
The top 10 teams, although New Orleans, their pick is going to Atlanta. The top 10 teams
40.
The top 10 teams with the worst records have lost a combined 40 in a row.
That's as many as Bill Self has won on Monday.
On Big Monday, when there's a Big Monday game in Fog Allen.
20 years.
Yeah. To your point, the fact that they haven't played each other, it's certainly why this is happening, but it's nuts that, like, it could be at any point a real stat.
9 would be kind of like that. I thought that was like a big number.
Finding
of like
10 teams who could have a combined losing streak.
Never mind that.
Because they haven't played each other is nuts when they're at the bottom of the
And never mind, it is possible for these teams to just, like, beat a team.
Yeah, just try and win a game, like, somehow, accidentally.
There's a lot of teams that aren't tanking that are still bad teams that you
find
can beat.
A way. Utah, for an example, we talk about them always. Well, yeah, not always, but they beat Miami after taking out their stars. They still found it because Bryson Ball said, not tonight. We're winning this game.
Is that the last win?
It is 6 in a row, so maybe it is their last one. I have to look. But
no, I mean, is that the last win for all any of those 10 teams? Of these teams?
Well, Brooklyn has a 9-game losing streak going. It got to 9 last night against Miami, so probably not. But
40.
40 combined. Like, some of it is the Memphis just lost a game. Chicago just lost a game, so it's one loss. But the longest streaks is Brooklyn with 9, Indiana with 6, Washington with 6, and Utah with 6. But a combined 40 games in a row lost for those 10 teams. A third of the league has lost 40 games in a row. Adam Silver's like, man, damn you, Tom Haberstroh, for going to Tankathon.
Yeah, it's just,
why'd you have to look at Tankathon today?
Oh my God.
And screenshot it for the world to see?
Yeah, also damn you, Sam Hinkie, still.
Yeah, he set this up. And look how it went for the Sixers.
Their
jewel of the process was sitting watching as the Spurs, another tanking team, destroyed them. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, no, I think tanking just comes down to, like, do you just get Victor Wembanyama? Do you
not
get the good player?
Or
do you get Zachary Risacek?
Yeah,
although I don't know if the Hawks really tanked for that.
They were they had lottery luck and it wound up with Zachary Risacek.
This is where I'm like, is it actually morally better just to be the Sacramento Kings and be morons for 23 of the last 24 years? Shout out to that one playoff team.
Light the beam.
Yes. So that's what we rather reward? Like, okay, sure, I guess. I'd rather this not be just like who can actually be dumb enough to lose
games. You
feel
better about the Kings because they were trying to win. They're just really bad at it. And then even when they make the picks, they make the mistakes.
Yeah, the only one, I mean, even like the Spurs, like they're bad, but they weren't like tanking like this. Like
until Wembanyama.
Yeah, until that
the Wembanyama year, yeah.
For the most part, it's same thing with the Rockets. Like when they were bad, they just kind of played the young guys and that's it.
That's how, and they didn't, worked out that way, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't like build, I mean, I guess you could say like they didn't actually try to like get good veteran players on a team so they could lose 60 times. But it was just like, there wasn't any, well, they had to shut down, you know, three of their starters the last week of the
Wall,
season.
Was he one of the guys that sent home, or was that before Silas got there? I don't remember.
That was Silas year one.
Okay.
They also lost 20 games
in
a row.
James Harden won it out. Where Russell Westbrook won it out.
No, what I'm saying, John Wall played in a lot of those games.
Oh, yeah.
John Wall and Christian Wood are not, like, winning basketball.
I remember the Wow lineup.
Yeah.
The Wall, Oladipo, Wood thing that people got excited about for like 10 games.
yeah, because they did win a couple after they traded James Harden. It's so weird that I remember so much about this terrible team that should get
you are the host of Rocket Power.
Forgotten. Yeah, I know, but I wasn't back then. I wasn't even working on this station back then.
But you remember. Memorable team.
It was like the first time they've been like offensively bad
in a long time.
20 years.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
It was like, whoa, this is
shockingly
this
bad.
This is what teams put up with? This is what they watch?
That's why...
Jayshon Tate was the young piece on that team, and he was a like 26-year-old rookie.
The tanking thing is always something that people will lean into in theory. Like, you know what? We need to be bad for a couple years, and then your franchise is dead for three seasons.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the Rockets, it was three seasons of awfulness, and then... The first year of EMA, you got to 41-41, thanks to a run late in the year. So
I think that was my appetite. My appetite is like
three
years
seasons
before I need like.
But you need this team to pull out of it.
I mean, yeah.
Going into year four,
just give me a like win in the like 35 plus by year four in year four.
And you not also need an actual star at the end of it. Like you can look and go, okay, in this draft, we're being bad for this guy.
Yes.
For the Hawks, who weren't as bad as you mentioned, but the Wizards were, it was either Ricochet or Sar. That ain't a good result for your tanking. We saw what is happening to the Wizards. Now they're now trading for Trae Young and Anthony Davis because they're done. They can't do it anymore.
But they still need to sit those guys.
For this year.
For this year. So
because
they can
DeVanza
keep a pick.
Or Darren Peterson, whoever it might be. But
that's
after this,
yeah.
After this, and their pick is one of those. Is it one of those protected ones where it's
top
to fall in certain
seven
spots?
Or eight. So they, like, that's what makes it worse is that them and the Jazz both have protections on their picks that are, like, in the seven or eight range. And they both made trades to add. Like, they added a combined three All-Stars to their roster.
But won't play him.
That just will not play. And that's where it's like, what are we doing?
Well, Jaren Jackson has an issue. He played, and then they say, oh, wait a minute. This is really serious, so we're going to sit you down.
Anthony Davis, same way, where it's like, there's always something that you can shut him down for the season with.
Yeah.
But, like, the Jaren Jackson thing is like, no, it's painless. Like, it's painless, something that would need to get taken care of at some point. Let's do it now.
Yeah, let's do it now.
Because we're trying to lose.
And you're too good of a player to help us with that task.
The funniest is the Kings, because they're the worst team in basketball before it was cool. They've been the worst team in basketball the entire season before Utah.
They were just the inept.
They just, the old-fashioned way. And I thought it was really funny that they started shutting guys down. Like Sabonis and LaVine on the same day got season-ending surgery. It's like, guys, you're already the worst team in the league.
Yeah, I wonder
like,
if they
you
thought
know, you didn't really need to.
They
do
have
this.
They were going to regress to the mean and start winning like, some games, and they didn't even want to take the chance.
Like this is the formula that's worked,
proven.
I don't want to give these other guys. These guys are young and hungry. I don't give them a chance.
Hey, look, the Kings took a bet on that, and they were right. They're still losing games.
They're right.
Yeah.
You know what? Tip of the cap.
You actually did something right,
Vivek.
For once.
You know a thing or two about awful basketball.
I'm sure hiring Doug Christie didn't hurt either. Let's get to Bob Costas last night. He was there for at least when you initially think Paul George and Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey and the Spurs, that's going to be a good game. He didn't get a good game. And in the middle of it, when he was talking to Jim Gray, he gave us something pretty special. Here's Bob Costas.
Kelly graduated that weekend.
Was kind enough to let me see Kelly graduate.
And I Dick worked Ebersole. That one with Dick you guys, Ebersole. Too. I think you said Enberg.
Oh, yeah.
Two
yeah.
great yes. Dicks.
Yes.
That someone's going to cut that off, and it's not going to sound right. It's not going to sound right. Two great Richards, known by as Dick,
late now,
with
Bob.
The last name beginning with an E. Two D-E's.
Yes. And thank you, Dick Ebersole.
Yes. And thank you, whoever edits that out. Fox for three, trying to change the subject.
Look, in this day we'll give it the entire context. Bob, we won't do you like that, but... Two great Richards, as he said at the very end, because he knows it, that's going to live on. That was in the middle of a blowout between the Spurs and the Sixers. It was nostalgia night, throwback night for NBC. Love feeling like it was the 90s. Would have enjoyed a better game. All right, we'll go to break with that. We got a couple segments to go. Before we do that, I want to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing Company. It's the place you go to whenever you've got a plumbing issue. It's pretty simple. You don't know what you're doing. They do. Get to them, and they'll fix it for you. You can go to the website. It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com and find all the things they can do for you, whether it is something giant, a giant job that you can't handle like a repipe. They've done over 1,000 of those. They've got accomplished, excellent contractors who can do that for you. They can do things like drain cleaning and change out those water filters. And something that you might not think of, gas piping. It was in a spot I read. If you got a gas grill and you don't want to deal constantly having to deal with propane tanks, they can run a line to the grill. So they do a lot of things that go beyond plumbing. But, of course, that is their focus. If you got a plumbing issue, go to Aqueduct Plumbing Company. You can call them at 281-488-6238. That's the number you call when you want a free price quote. You got an issue? Or you think you have an issue, but you don't know what it is, and you need someone to take a look at it and give your price. They'll do that for you, but they won't charge you for evaluating what the problem is. No one wants to get charged for something when no work is actually being done. Aqueduct Plumbing Company is not going to do that to you. So from big jobs to small jobs to simply getting a free estimate, it's all there for you at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Go to aqueductplumbingcompany.com. That's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Listen to ESPN 97.5 and HD, 97.9 HD2.
Join thousands of other screaming fans for an in-person experience you have to see to believe. NCAA March Madness. Attendance is encouraged. Passion is mandatory. Buy your men's basketball seats today at NCAA.com/MBB tickets.
Small business owners, does your bank get your life? Does it let you switch from your personal to your business account with a tap? Or let you give your CPA direct access? We do. Let's get more from money. Switch to Huntington Bank. Welcome. Eligibility requirements apply. Some features may require enrollment.
Oh, and that's a hard foul. Let's listen for the call on the floor.
The taxpayer owes back taxes. Penalties and interest are assessed and wage garnishments to begin immediately.
The IRS never misses that call. I wonder if they will challenge it.
The call is under review.
Priority Tax Relief has been called in for a review. Priority is the best in the business at negotiating your tax debt and has even eliminated the debt for some clients. Priority Tax Relief is saving their clients millions of dollars every month.
After a careful review from Priority Tax Relief, the debt has been eliminated. No foul on the play.
Whoa! That completely changes the game, folks.
If you owe more than $5,000, call Priority Tax Relief, and in minutes they'll review your case for free with a direct line to the IRS to see if you qualify for life-changing relief. No more worrying about wage garnishments or frozen bank accounts. Call Priority Tax Relief today at 800-584-7531. That's 800-584-7531.
We make your tax relief our priority.
Call now.
Priority Tax Relief. Hey, Houston, Lance Zierlein here. Listen, if you're craving authentic Mexican flavor, head to Taqueria Sarandas. Since 1981, they've been serving up mouth-watering tacos, sizzling fajitas, and fresh tortas that hit the right spots. Family-friendly vibes, bold flavors, and prices that will not break the bank. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Taqueria Sarandas has you covered. Find a location nearest you and taste the tradition. Taqueria Sarandas, Houston's go-to for real Mexican food. Vamos, let's eat.
Bluebonnet Glass for homeowners, builders, and contractors. Bluebonnetglass.com.
You're back inside the Huntington Bank Studios with Del Olalea and Sean Mapes.
The Cougs play Baylor tonight. Baylor, for the first time in a while, not going to make the tournament. Scott Drew has made the tournament every year since 2018-19 outside of the COVID-canceled year. Of course, the Cougs know about that Baylor team pretty well. They lost to them in the Final Four, and then Baylor went on to crush Gonzaga in the national title game. So they've won at least one game in the tournament every year since 2018-2019. They're only 15-14 this year, 5-11 conference, so they're not going to make the tournament. So they are one of the Big 12 powers for a while now, and at least that run's going to come to an end. The Cougs are favored by a lot tonight as they try to secure the 2 seed. In the Big 12 tournament. I got a chance to look at the actual floor that we've talked about because it's one way to get me to care about the early games in the Big 12 tournament. Someone said it's the only way to make Darren Peterson play is to make it look like it's not a basketball floor. That was not nice. It was funny, but it wasn't nice. I don't know how much they'll do there. If it's a Cougar timeout, will they flash the Cougar logo? I wonder. They can do a lot of things. I wonder how they'll implement that. We'll find out about that next week as the Big 12 tournament will get underway. So, Cougs well situated, probably not going to get the dream of being able to play a Sweet 16 and an Elite Eight game in town. Just don't think they'll punish a potential 1 seed by having to face the Cougs in their home. Of course, the reference for Cougs fans, well, we had to play the 4 seed in Indianapolis. While it is a Purdue home game, it isn't exactly West Lafayette. A little travel, not a lot, to get to Indianapolis from West Lafayette. I just don't think if you're the 1 seed and you look up and go, wait a minute, the University of Houston as a 2 seed is going to be, if it holds true, the seeds hold true, we get to play them in Toyota Center. I don't think you do that. Or is it NRG? No, Toyota
Center.
It's Toyota Center.
I'm just assuming because it's a Sweet 16 and Elite Eight game that it won't be.
I mean, they have done a regional at NRG. NRG's not a great place to watch a basketball game.
Yeah, wow.
I think they have done that. So.
Oh, was that like a test run?
I think it probably was for the next year's Final Four. Yeah. I think that's what it was. But Toyota Center will have the regional. I don't foresee if it happens to be like a UConn here that they make UConn play Houston in Houston for a chance to get to the Final Four.
Done with UConn playing in Houston in the tournament.
Yeah. When that happens,
my eyes bleed.
Ugly basketball is up
no
next.
Thanks. Yeah. No thanks.
They've won a couple titles here now.
Yeah, they won both of them.
Is it their last two titles?
Yeah,
one here?
Was it one Ollie, one...
Hurley.
Hurley, because Hurley went back-to-back. So
yes.
They didn't...
It was the year where it could have been either the Cougs or the Longhorns playing at NRG, except for those pesky Miami Hurricanes getting in the way.
It ruined everything.
Yeah, ruined the Cougs.
Thanks,
Horns.
Nigel Pack.
And, Isaiah Wong and others.
Isaiah. Oh my God.
And Jordan Miller too.
Norchad Omier,
who's now
bleep that guy,
who's now playing in the league. I think he got his first actual NBA game recently here. But
teams really are tanking.
I mean, the hate flowing from Sean.
It's the one guy that I still am just like.
Hey, don't blame him for blowing a double-digit second half lead. Blame Rodney Terry.
I will, but also there's a pretty bad. Loose ball foul on Brock Cunningham.
That was on Brock. That's not the way you box out anyone. It would have been Norchad's fifth instead.
I know.
They reversed it.
He
goes, oh, I remember. Don't worry about
it. Get him out of my city.
Yeah. So it could have been Cougs versus Longhorns for a chance to come to Houston for the Final Four. Instead, Jim Larinaga's final thing, at least positive thing as a Canes coach, was him saying, not on my watch. then he kind of ran the program into the ground.
That's also infuriating.
That immediately after, the team went into the tank.
He went full.
And now,
wait, this guy's 80 years old, coaching college basketball.
And now, former Longhorn, Jay Lucas.
Yeah.
Has turned it around. They're in the tournament.
Happy for him.
Sure you are. Well, you are, because at some point you'll come calling.
Yeah, and all the guys that I'm mad at are
gone.
Either retired or
you can hate
28-year-olds playing in Japan or whatever.
No, Jordan Miller's playing for the Clippers. You can hate on him. He's got a deal. You can hate on him.
Yeah, actually, that's most of the Longhorns on that team are now playing in
Croatia. I mean, yeah, at least Miami's got a couple of kind of pros on the that were on that team. So feel better. Isaiah Wong was a Pacer draft pick, I think, for a little bit. I don't know where he is now.
Brock Cunningham, I'm sure, is putting his degree from UT to use. So.
Don't worry about it. But the tournament is here. You develop an unreasonable hate for a team just because, you know, they kept you out of the Final Four. I mean, I still hate Loyola.
Oh, yeah. That was also a tough one.
First round game. They beat Miami, and then they went on to make the Final Four. Oh, Sister Jean. What about my pain?
Yeah.
That was the last time I got to see the buzzer beater one,
right? Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, because no one can do that, right? They thought the game was over, but there's more time on the clock, so I had to sit there and wait. Just end the game. Let Lonnie Walker get on with his career. Bruce Bowen was headed to the pros. Let's get this over with. They actually had NBA talent, first-rounders. They got knocked out by Loyola.
It's always so funny where it's like the team that actually has like legit NBA talent, they're the ones that lose in the first round.
Yeah.
It's like this team full of 25-year-olds. Okay, sure.
Be old.
Yeah. No.
It's good for you.
Apparently. But it used to be they're old,
but they're 22.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a fifth-year guy at 23, maybe.
And they're guys that had played for your team the entire time.
Yeah, Jordan Miller had gotten to Miami the year before when they got to the Elite Eight and got blown out by Kansas. And then, but a lot of those guys.
Yeah.
Isaiah Wong was a guy who was recruited and signed, but most of that roster was guys who.
Mercenaries.
Where are you playing? Yeah. Where were you? Oh, I gotta get familiar with you, and that's
wearing name tags.
And that's the stat that is bothering people today.
Oh,
the fact that
senior nights
where only like 10 of them across the power conference teams were actually like freshmen at the school.
Yeah, where they'd spent 4 years.
At that one school. Yeah. It's not the case anymore.
Even if you get 2 years, you're like, sweet. Yeah. I feel connected.
That
to
a guy is coming back. Yeah. At least you can connect in that
Tremont
way.
Tremont Mark. Longhorn legend. Thank you.
He's an Aggie killer.
He is.
You can take that with
Hates
him.
Hates maroon.
Yeah. What is he? He's been a Coug, a Razorback, and now a Horn.
Yes.
Tremont Mark. We'll see what those Longhorns do. I just want more time with Sean Miller, to be honest with you.
I mean, you and me both. You and me both. Normally, I think year one, I can live with head coach calling out the players. After really not just all the losses, that's part of the reason why I like it. He does it after the wins too. He'll just be like, everyone knew there's a game where they're up like 13 at halftime and they still win, but they win by like 5. And he was like, be honest, you guys have seen our team play. You knew we were blowing that lead.
Yes, that is a quote of the year for me from him.
Now, if you know, we're still doing this in year 2 and 3,
it's different.
Less there becomes a point where I'm like,
this is on you, not on them.
Yeah, there's some accountability. This is Ronnie Terry's guys. I know the transfer portal makes it not the case, but I got handed this to you.
Although, if you're like the great Urban Meyer, as soon as they're your guys, they're your guys.
Yeah, I'm worried that Sean Miller might not be the Urban Meyer of college basketball.
I think we would have had evidence to suggest he was by now already.
Arizona and Xavier and all these schools that care about basketball way more than
Texas.
Yeah,
I think we would have had evidence of that already. But the Arizona thing is the Arizona thing. Unless your name is Lou Olson from the early 2000s, you're just going to lose before you should. We talked about that a little bit.
Yeah, Tommy Lloyd has a chance to right some wrongs.
It would be interesting for Tommy Lloyd, the longtime Gonzaga coach, to get Arizona over the hump, considering they could never get it done there. That he leaves, and at some point they finally get to the top of the mountain. We'll see. They got a good team. We saw what they did to the Cougs. That was unfortunate. We'll go to break. We'll hear from Russell Wilson when we come back. He had some thoughts on the disrespect that he felt from Sean Payton, and he responded. I think he was on Bussin' with the Boys. So we'll hear from Russell Wilson when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll admit, we've already thrown in the towel on the New Year's resolution.
Yeah, and we made it through dry January. But one healthy new habit we're sticking with is active liver from New Nordic. Did you know your liver works around the clock processing food, sugar, alcohol, and everyday toxins? All things that can really impact your health.
That's why daily support matters. Active liver is designed to help protect normal liver function and support your body's natural detox process.
With trusted ingredients like milk, thistle, turmeric, and artichoke extract, it's gentle enough to take all year long.
No harsh cleanses, no extreme detoxes, just simple daily liver support. We really feel the difference.
Yep, more energy and the peace of mind knowing we can enjoy the good things in life while giving our liver the love it needs.
Active Liver is available online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com. Or you can find it in stores at CVS, Meijer Grocery, Wegmans, and now Active Liver is available at your local GNC.
Contact Tax Relief Helpers for details and restrictions.
Attention, anyone that owes money to the IRS. Every day, your unpaid tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. The longer you wait, the more you will end up paying. If you owe $10,000 or more, now is the time to settle your debt before the IRS takes aggressive action, like taking your wages or property. A special toll-free number has been established so you can stop penalty fees, avoid liens, levies, or other hostile measures by the IRS. Call Tax Relief Helpers right now.
I got behind on my taxes and owed $48,000. I called and they got my bill lowered to just $3,500.
I owed $87,000 in taxes and it was scary. I got the amount I owed down to just $3,500. I saved $83,500.
If you owe money to the IRS, don't wait another day. Your tax debt gets bigger and bigger from daily interest. Call right now before the IRS enforces liens, levies, or other aggressive measures. The call and consult are absolutely free. Call now.
Call 800-849-4957. 800-849-4957. That's 800-849-4957.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
It's the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has responded after the news of his, well, now former teammate being traded to the Rams. Trent McDuffie, all-pro corner, now a Ram. The Rams gave up the lower of their first-round picks. They had two this year and extra stuff to get Trent McDuffie in there. They were bad against the pass. They needed some help, and they go get the Chiefs corner. Patrick Mahomes and his response, simple. Damn. A man of few words, in this case, one. Damn, Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, no, I feel him. I mean, it is funny that a team that we're like, you know, as we frame the trade, it is like, yeah, okay. A little bit easier for the Texans, whatever. It's like we're still just counting them as a roadblock in what the Texans can do next season, and it's like they are trading away a guy who's made an all-pro first team and all-pro second team in the last 3 years. Like that is something that's, I think, damn worthy.
Look, the Texans have some hurdles as far as historically speaking when it comes to the playoffs. They still haven't been able to get over the Patriots hurdle. People thought they had a chance this year, and then CJ Stroud said, no, you don't, or no, we don't.
Watch this.
Watch me. Watch how bad I can be. We don't have a chance.
Right to Carlton Davis.
Yeah. They didn't get to play Baltimore in the playoffs. Now they have finally beaten Baltimore in Baltimore, for whatever that means, considering what the Ravens were then at the time and really throughout the year as they didn't make the playoffs. And the Chiefs are another hurdle where they have never beaten them in a game that matters. So until they do that, and Patrick Mahomes still lives as a Chief.
Thank you.
We still have to consider them an obstacle.
Yeah. I feel like if you polled, you know, 100 football fans and football media, and you're like, which team is more likely to make the Super Bowl next season? Chiefs or Texans?
You say that, or what I think you're about to say, but Polymarket has the Texans as the AFC favorite.
What?
That's what John. Now it's John Granato who brought it. I didn't look it up, okay, so he could very well have been fooled. But
John Granato citing Polymarket.
Yes. So there are some questions about the validity of what he's saying, but he said he saw that Polymarket as the Texans as the AFC favorite.
I guess it is just what users are betting on.
Yes.
So it's not. You know,
I mean, Drake May didn't leave a great impression. Maybe they're taking into account Patrick Mahomes being hurt, the Ravens with the new coach, and they're thinking, hey, C.J. Stroud can't be as bad as he was against the Patriots and the Steelers. As long as he's not that, with that defense, they've got a shot. And now they've got David Montgomery, too. A guy who played in the AFC West for a little bit, Russell Wilson. He didn't have a good time, whether it be under Nathaniel Hackett or under Sean Payton. Sean Payton was critical of Russ when he was there. Critical when he was gone. If we remember, he said that he was hoping Russell Wilson was going to play against them as opposed to Jackson Dart. It's probably not something you should say, not only about any player, but particularly if you coach that player. Russell Wilson responded with a tweet. He got a chance to voice his thoughts on the back and forth. Here's Russell Wilson on his lack of appreciation for the disrespect Sean Payton showed him.
In the last couple of years, we've had a little bit of jumping around Broncos, the situation, which I'm going to read the tweet because, buddy, I'll be honest with you. That's f***ing awesome.
What tweet?
Oh, yeah, I'll read the tweet. This is the tweet that you put out. Classless, ... but not surprised. Didn't realize you're still bounty hunting 15 plus years later through the media. Now, to put a tweet like that is like very humanizing. When I saw that tweet, I'm like, dude, this is badass.
In that Russell Wilson bites back.
I don't say much. I never hardly ever say anything. I think there's a time and place. But sometimes you get fatigued of people talking about you. You just say, like you mentioned, we're all human. You know, but it's one thing for people that maybe aren't in the field or aren't, people say bots or whatever, talking. Yeah. Like I don't worry about that stuff. Like that never. But to me, when you've been in the ring or you've been on the same side of this and that, and I got the same amount of rings as you got, meaning Sean. Listen, I got a lot of respect for him as a play caller, this and that. But to take a shot, I don't like. I don't think it's necessary, especially when I'm not even on your own team anymore. So for me, I've realized I've stayed quiet for so long. There's a time and place where I'm not. For me, I know who I am as a competitor, as a warrior, as a champion too. I've beaten Sean too. You know, like we've been on the same place and same thing. And so it's not a matter of disrespect. Just don't disrespect me.
Russell Wilson's response, as I said, stems from Sean Payton letting it be known. He told someone that he rather seen Russell Wilson as opposed to Jackson Dart in their regular season game, which was a classic. The Broncos responded late in that fourth quarter to win it after the Giants had kind of controlled that game throughout. So he let it be known, hey, I'd rather seen Russ. And then you got the response there. Russell Wilson, he's one of my top two quarterbacks of all time. Not because of what he's done on the field. It's him and Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow for flipping a woman who said she wanted to date women back to dating men, and Russell Wilson for bagging Sierra. I don't care what Tom Brady does. He doesn't have one of those accomplishments on his resume. Oh, Giselle Bundchen, whatever. Please. Name a quarterback with a better off-field accomplishment than those two. Go on, Sean.
John Elway owns a bunch of car dealerships.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope. Runs the Broncos, right?
Yeah, he did. Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, even still. Yeah. And whatever you think about skinny models, that's what Joe Burrow, apparently.
Yeah. The house sitter.
The house sitter, yeah. And she's even lying for him.
Wasn't the thing where his girlfriend was named Olivia and also her his house sitter was also named Olivia?
I didn't know that connection. I didn't dive deep into
it. I think that's what
past.
Made it more confusing.
Yeah, but the woman is even lying for him.
Yeah.
When someone breaks into his home, me and Joe aren't together. I'm working for him. That's what he's on right now. And then Russell Wilson. Ciara.
Yeah.
Or Sierra. I always go back and forth on that one. How to pronounce it.
Sierra?
Either way. You know who we're talking about.
John Granato, citing Polymarket.
Mm-hmm.
Either he was looking at AFC South, which the Texans are slight favorites, or it's just moved because the AFC champion right now, I guess you just go by, it's 15% Denver Broncos, 13 Texans, 13 Bills, 12 Chargers.
So it changed in a matter of a couple hours?
I guess so. And also, they have the dollar value or the like the level of volume of trades happening. The Broncos have $14,000 on them, I guess, already. The Texans have $350.
Well,
the Chargers have 163, 223 for the Patriots. Like, there's a vast difference of. Oh, the Chiefs have $51,000 on them.
Wonder how the Trent McDuffie thing affects that.
Yeah,
Sierra.
That's how I.
Yeah, there it is. Sierra.
I was like, I don't know if that's gospel of how you pronounce it, but that's what 1-2 step. That's how they say it.
Yeah. Yes, that is the song. Or at least the lyric from the song. Either way, Russell Wilson, congratulations to you for what you've accomplished. Super Bowl winner. And the love of your life as well. The love of a lot of guys' lives. Just in their fantasies, though. He made that a reality.
Yeah. Stole from Future.
I don't know if you can steal a person. That's where we get toxic a little bit.
Like Kevin Durant threw the ball out of bounds.
I don't know if you can steal, but yes, her most famous previous relationship was with Future. It is now with Russell Wilson. And who knows if that woman that I know the woman's name, but she's relatively anonymous to most people that Joe Burrow's with. Her fame doesn't matter in this case.
There's levels.
I'm really never going to credit Joe Burrow for much, but this one, even I, known hater, can't say anything about it. I mean, what can you do when he's capable of that? Forget that 2019 team. I don't care about that. I got 2001 Miami. Ken Dorsey didn't do what Joe Burrow did, though. Not off the field. All right, we're done. Since we're done for the day, what does that mean?
Two great dicks. That someone's going to cut that off, and it's not going to sound right.
You're right. Look at Bob, the consummate broadcaster. He knows. We'll talk to you tomorrow.